are going to receive an offering. I ask you to pause for a minute and get ready. All the men are coming forward. Let me say a word to you about this. Little teaching sessions that we drop into the midst of everything. But I want to admonish you, which is a very pleasant word. If you don't pay attention to it, then I'll jump all over you. But this is a time of worship, and it needs to be looked upon as a time of worship. We have a lot of people here who really struggle with the offering period. They struggle with it because they don't have much money. And for them to give at a time like this, to take 10% of what you're making when you're not making hardly enough to live on, and to give it, is an act of extreme sacrifice for a lot of people. And I would like for you to honor that. I would like for you to honor the fact that there are some folks here who are struggling with this particular period of the service. I don't mean that they're struggling that we shouldn't have it, but there's a battle going on inside of them, and this is a time of struggle. But it's also a time of great, great blessing, because God honors those who give. And you've heard me teach here before about what happens in heaven when you bring your tithe into the storehouse, that the windows of heaven are thrown open. The joy and the pleasure of God is so great that he can't contain it in heaven, and he opens the windows and it pours out on those who are giving. And so I'd like for you to be conscious of that. I'd like for you to be conscious of the fact that just the very act of putting something into this little offering bag as it goes by is an act of supreme worship. God sees that. He's looking. There's a story in the New Testament of Jesus standing over beside a pillar in the temple, watching people put their offering in. That's a scary kind of story. It's scary to think that he might be here this morning, watching, looking over your shoulder as you make out your check or as you drop your offering in the bag. Really not looking so much at your amount, but looking at your heart, looking deep into you to see whether you're giving with joy and whether you're giving with freedom and whether you're giving with gratefulness. The Lord loves those who give cheerfully, those who give gratefully. So let's honor this, not just this morning, but every time we do this, and it becomes a time of supreme worship because the Lord is concerned and he's interested. So, Father, we invite you to touch our hearts in a special way. We know that you're here. You're here because we're meeting in the name of Jesus. But as we come to this time of special giving, and we give from that which you have given to us, it's so easy for us to think that we've earned this. But, oh Lord, our lives are in your hands. Our health is yours. The ability, the gifts that we have, all of that comes from you. We haven't earned this money. It's a gift from you. And so we give back to you this morning, Lord, with joy, with delight, with thanksgiving. Receive what we give, for it's given in the name of Jesus. Amen.